Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
We're in Tulsa today at the 2016 Tulsa Farm Show. If you're going to make it to this year's event, hope that you'll stop by and say hello to us at our Radio Oklahoma Ag Network booth. Lots of comments being made right now, pro and con, regarding Scott Pruitt as the nominee for Donald Trump to be the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. A lot of folks are saying that he is a climate change denier, and they're very upset. Others are saying it's time to make choices like this by President-elect Trump in order to help drain the swamp, as a lot of folks have said. One thing's for certain, you're not going to be hearing too much from the nominee between now and Inauguration Day and then eventually his confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill. But he did honor a commitment to make an appearance in Bartlesville yesterday, and our radio affiliate KWON caught up with him and asked him a couple of questions on our behalf. One regarding the Waters of the U.S. rule that's currently in litigation.
Well, I think the states across the country and the Sixth Circuit obviously has spoken to this already, that there's great concern about the definition that's been deployed and established with respect to the current view of the EPA. And so I think that that's well stated, you know, both my position as well as states across the country. And it's something, you know, that is reflective of something much larger. And that it's this view that if Congress doesn't act, or the agency at the federal level, whatever agency it is, you know, from finance to healthcare to energy, environment, et cetera, that they can fill in the space, that they can pinch it and make it up and legislate, actually, from a regulatory perspective. And that's just simply not the case. And so I think that hopefully as we head into 2017, there's going to be a different view, and I believe there is going to be a different view, that each of the respective bodies of our government, the separation of powers that we know in the Constitution from legislative to executive, are going to stay in their lane. The vertical separation of powers that we know between Washington, D.C. and the states is going to be respected and enforced. And that's a new day, and it's going to be encouraging, I think, to the folks across the country.
President-elect Donald Trump's choice to be the next administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. USDA December supply and demand numbers will be released this morning. Trade expecting to see little change from the previous month. The average estimate for corn ending stocks is about 2.413 billion bushels compared to November's projection of 2.403 billion. Soybean ending stocks estimate 470 million bushels versus 480 million bushels a month ago. Wheat at 1.139 billion bushels compared to 1143 billion bushels. Bushels back in the November report. According to Allendale, historically, USDA does not make yield or acreage changes in this December report. However, they will wait until the January reports to make any final adjustments that they see fit to be making regarding the size or the ending stock numbers of our major commodities. Majority Leader of the Oklahoma Senate, Mike Schultz, announcing yesterday the appointment of Senator A.J. Griffith as chair of the Senate Rural Caucus. The Rural Caucus chair is a member of the Senate leadership. Senator Ron Justice has served in that position for the last 12 years before being termed out this year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio, Oklahoma Network.